Say what you want about Trump. That boy is a ride or die. He pardoned all the January 6 rioters. 1,500 people pardoned day one as he took office. Name one thing the Democrats said they were going to do that they did in the last 10 years.
That's a good question. The Democrats said that they were going to get men in bathrooms, and they did. So, gotta give them that.
I stay corrected.
They said it.
You're right.
They said they were going to let men use women bathroom, and then they started it. Oh, funny thing. This nigga said, we only, at the inauguration, he said, we only recognize two genders from now on. Men and women.
And then Trump said that?
Yes, yes. And then, you didn't watch it? And then
I didn't watch
all the Republicans were like, yeah, and clapping. And then the Democrats and the Kamala Harris and all them niggas just sitting there like, whatever, nigga. You know, it's like.
Yo, I feel like this is an overcorrection. Like, I don't think, like, these things should not be, like, they're not so big enough. They should be like at the forefront of political talking points, like political issues. Like those societal issues, to me, I understand coming from those fucking cisgendered males.
They're distractions. They're just distractions.
These things don't impact. Like, to me, it's just so wild how these are the major talking points. Like, and these people are rallying behind these things like, it impacts their lives.
My nigga, you need a show. You need to have a good show. If politics was actually about solving issues, about economics and corruption, like it would be like, oh wait, just put the bad guys in jail and that's it. But no, we need show. We need like a good evil guy.
I don't understand why. You are right. You are right. Like, I don't understand why politics have to be entertainment.
It is because like, we need a good show.
These news networks are about to have their bills paid for the next 4 years.
That's true.
Right?
I can't wait for all the jokes and all the headlines.
Elon Musk with a Roman salute already making the freaking airwaves.
Is that what it was? A Roman salute?
Some outlets are calling it the Roman salute and not a Nazi salute. I don't know shit about Nazi Germany. I don't know shit. So I don't know what that was. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That was him stemming like a retard. Politics shouldn't be. You know, you could even do. You know, during their election, there's this. What's the platform? There was a betting app that allowed you to bet on the.
Oh yeah.
The election.
I see. Why those is that things a thing? Super popular. Yeah, it's over my head because to me I'm like.
Hey, man. What? All I gotta say is good luck. Let's hope the next 4 years.
I think the next 4 years is going to be fun.
What are your biggest predictions?
Well, it's obvious how fun it's going to be because my dog got them stupid ass niggas their TikToks back. So that was fire.
No, he just extended the period to 75 days. He still have to figure out if he's gonna, the enforcement of the new law.
TikTok is going to say because my dog gonna get his pockets greased and be like, oh shit, it's cool. It's cool, guys. It's cool. Because remember, he's the one who started the whole talk about TikTok ban. And then once he had his election campaign, he's like, oh, they support him on TikTok. He's like, yeah, we don't gotta be TikTok no more. That's my dog. Because he even said it like, because he had a speech before the inauguration, you know, his little rallies, he had a rally. And then he said, we got TikTok back. And then he says, because I know I have a lot of supporters there. So then he said something along the line of, you guys get to watch the inauguration on TikTok. And I'm like, oh, it's about him. Of course it's about him. But
you scratch Trump's back, he'll scratch yours.
That's it. Like,
the only thing I'm not looking forward to is whenever I hear a crazy headline or some of the people I follow just share some crazy story regarding Trump, I'm just going to automatically assume it's AI. And I'm not about to put in the work to figure out if it's real or not. Because when I saw the Elon Musk salute, I was like,
I was about this to say, fake, right? It's AI.
So I went and Googled Elon Musk news, and then I was like, oh, it's a real thing. All right, cool, bet. I don't have the capacity. Whenever I see something that just sounds crazy, I'm just going to say AI and it's move AI. On.
I mean, it's AI. You might be onto something. Were we it's actually AI. There in real life to see him do it? We weren't. Ooh. Did we see the live of him do it? No, it was videos afterwards. AI. He never did it.
Some of this, yeah. I'm tapping out. I'm clocking out. I'm not doing this. I'm not following stupid. For real.
Let me ask you though. Do you use TikTok?
The way I use social media is, because I'm a comedian. I'm a stand-up comedian, right? All I have content to post. I post and I dip.
I do the same thing.
I come back to check on my stats and then I dip. I post and I dip. I don't have time for that shit.
Yeah, the only time that I'm actually using social media is when I'm talking in the group chat with y'all niggas. But that's about it. I don't discover things on social media. Like, people send them to me and I say, oh, this is funny. And then, I didn't even know that Instagram had a discover page for the longest time. Over there. Because I was only seeing my feed. I didn't even know about the Instagram discover page. That's one. TikTok, same thing. Like, if it's not for, like, a few people in my life that send me a bunch of fucking TikToks, like, I'm not on TikTok like that.
We gotta be honest. Like, real life is way more entertaining, if we're being honest.
Nah. TikTok is more entertaining. I'm not gonna lie to you.
No, because you don't know where to look. I was at the grocery store. I saw like a family. Mm-hmm. It was like I saw the mom first. Mm-hmm. She had no neck. She looked weird. She looked like she was drawn by like an AI photo generator, right?
Oh my god!
And then behind her were like three of her kids. They all look the same. No necks. Looking like some poorly drawn AI photo, right?
Oh my
and I was
God.
Like, yo, mm-hmm. no, but then I started thinking, I'm like, yo, if you're like ugly, should you even have kids?
Oh my
think
God.
Of, you, no, like, no,
you're
think,
a
about,
bad
think about
person.
It. If like,
you know that?
No, like, I'm not trying to be an asshole. Just think about it, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine this. You're hideous looking. You know you're hideous. You somehow managed to get a girl. Would you really actually seriously consider having a kid, knowing how the world is, right? How they're going to be bullied growing up and blah, 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 blah. Like, you would actually bring a kid into the world knowing they're going to be hideous. Or they're going to have, like, a weird-shaped head or, like... If you knew right now, let's say you wanted kids. You knew right now your kid was going to be hideous. You're going to have a girl. You're going to have a girl, and she's going to be, like, an ugly, undesirable woman. Would you still have the kid?
Yes.
Truthfully.
Because then she's going to have to compensate for her ugliness with her brain. So she will cure cancer. She will. Like, when you're ugly, there's nothing for you to do but actually to be smart. Like,
very few
actually provide value.
Very few actually excel. Like, ugly people get bullied.
Tell
so
me
much
one handsome, like, smart, genius, scientist, motherfucker.
Woman or guy?
Any.
Any?
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about handsome. Not like average looking or whatever. I'm talking about a handsome person who's like, this person is handsome and he's like, he discovered the, like, he won a fucking prize for like some academic research or like some scientific breakthrough and it's from a handsome or beautiful looking person. Just give me one.
I don't know about scientists, but I could give you a CEO. Mark Zuckerberg is blowing up right now.
That motherfucker is a lizard, okay? He's the reason why we have conspiracy theories about the lizard people.
He went looking like a lizard to a regular fuckboy.
No, he does not.
He looks human now.
No, he does not. Have you seen
his
skin? He
looks human now.
I can't believe like racism against black people is a thing when white people's skin look like shit. Like, that's ridiculous to me. His skin, he's see-through. He's translucent. Like, you can see his fucking veins. I'm like, Mark.
No,
sorry,
but
buddy.
Overall, he looks human. He just
no,
looks
he
like
does
a
not.
White boy.
I swear he does not.
He doesn't look human.
I saw a couple of clips of him on Rogan recently. I'm like, that boy still looks weird. Like, he's just trying to upgrade his swag, but he still looks weird. I'm sorry.
He looks weird still to you?
Yes. I'm sorry. Like.
Okay.
He looks like a chia pet. With his fucking afro thing. I don't know. He still looks weird.
Does he look as bad as he did back in the days? Remember that picture of him coming out of the beach looking like a freaking lizard who lost its skin?
The only picture of Mark Zuckerberg that I know of is the one he's in a gray shirt and he has a low haircut or whatever. And he looks like a fucking lizard, for real. So I'm like, oh, no wonder people came up with
Do you think he looks people. Just as much as a lizard now? Does he look just as
he
much
does.
As a lizard now than
he did
does. Before?
He does.
Really?
Yes. It's so weird.
Really?
Yes, he doesn't look normal.
You're just racist, dog. It's okay.
I'm not racist. I love white people. I love black people. But, like, he just looks weird.
Pull it up.
He just looks as a black man, exactly you can never right. say that you love white people because automatically... Coon stamp. So like I have to say
you
I love
can if
like,
they're fun. Have you ever had a white boy fun?
White boy fun is saying gay shit all the time to your homeboys. So no. Right. Actually, yes. Yeah, I have white boy fun all the time.
All right then. Like,
broke out the gay jokes and shit.
White boy fun is now part of black culture. Like black niggas are having white boy fun nowadays.
Mm.
How many gay shit y'all be sending in the group chat? How many gay memes I'll be sending in the group
That's
chat?
True.
Exactly.
So are we appropriating white culture now?
We're appropriating white boy.
Wait,
white.
No. You cannot appropriate white culture because you're black. And black people don't have power. Therefore, they cannot be racist and they cannot appropriate other people's cultures.
I love the sarcasm. That's fine.
That's not sarcasm. It's true. Black people cannot be racist. They cannot be cultural appropriators, and they can never be wrong. They will always be victims because they don't have power. This is the truth.
Oh, that's a bar.
Stay woke, nigga. Like, damn.
That's a bar. They could never be wrong because they're victims. They don't have power.
That's a bar, nigga.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why Kamala didn't win, because all these votes, they count for nothing.
Correct. She was black.
3/5 of a man.
Of a woman. She was these black bitch. And not Indian. She was clearly black and she was a victim. She lost because she has no power.
Hey, don't try to spin now. You never answered my question. If would you give birth to an ugly child?
Oh, fuck. You got me. I said yes because she would cure cancer.
Let's be honest.
I'm not going to lie, though.
It's a disability.
You're playing game like the life game on hard if you're ugly. I'm sorry. Now
being ugly is a disability.
There is a it is. I'm sorry. It is.
Right.
But
like being ugly.
There's a
we're
solution.
Not
though.
Cute, not pretty.
Yeah,
we're talking about
just
being ugly.
Plain ugly. Like objectively ugly. I know you don't like when I'm throwing the word objectively so loosely.
Objectively.
But objectively ugly is a thing. I'm like, oh, I can't even lie to you and say, no, you're cute, it's fine. Like, no. If you're objectively ugly, you're playing life on hard. But there's a solution.
There you go.
Uh-huh. With the technological advancement that we've been enjoying, all you have to do is get your money up and get plastic surgery. Now, let me ask you this. Would you date a girl who looks fine? With plastic surgery, she looks natural and she looks beautiful. Fine, body done, face done. You
but
can
she
even
was
tell
ugly
that she
as
had
hell before.
No. Like beautiful, she got like sliced up, but you can even tell. But she looks perfect, right? Or whatever perfect looks like to you, right? Mm. Versus dating a normal looking girl. Like, yeah, she's not ugly, but she's not pretty. Which one would you pick?
What do you mean? If the pretty girl looks natural, even though it's fake, I'm going to pick the...
I didn't say she's pretty. I said she's regular. What's
the
term
first option was a beautiful, but she got work done, you said, right? That's what you said.
Like she looks beautiful, but like it's all surgical. But you can even tell that
I picked that because my problem with... Me personally, why I wouldn't go for someone who've had surgery is just how unnatural it looks. Like, to me, the same thing with the makeup look. When women put on all this fucking makeup, they just look like clowns to me. The hair texture that's not really theirs, you know, just a wig. They're like, to me, it's just like, you could tell it doesn't look right. Hey, call me whatever the hell you want. I just have my preference.
You're a misogynist. Like, you rather pick...
If my toupee flew off at the pool, these hoes would be like, oh my God. So... Don't give me that.
So, you're admitting that your dreads are fake. I love it. You heard it here first, folks. He's wearing a toupee dreads, nigga. That's crazy. Is that what society has come to now?
Can you imagine if I was? Can you imagine I met this girl?
You just admitted it, though.
Shut up. Can you imagine?
Pull your hair right now.
Can you imagine if I met a girl? We'll go back to my place. I do the do.
And your dreads fall off
and
then, like a and cat. The,
like before I go to bed, I just take off my dreads. Before we go to sleep, I take off my dreads. I say, oh, I gotta get ready for bed. Take it off. You think she's gonna stick around?
Yes, because she loves you for what's on the inside. Women love men for what's on the inside, not what they can provide. Yeah. So, yes.
No.
So you would rather pick an artificial woman versus a regular looking girl. That's crazy.
The problem is with the appearance.
You're misogynistic.
The problem is with my eyes. See, if I look at a girl and I find her beautiful, but everybody around me thinks she's ugly, I'm picking her still.
He's misogynistic.
It's about what I perceive.
And what you perceive is misogynistic. Why wouldn't you pick a real-looking human being?
You said the first one looks real. It's just she got work done.
Right, but that's not who she is.
But she looks real and beautiful, right?
Yes, why but do you think so it's many... through surgery. It's
why
not
do you
natural.
Think these dweebs, why do you think these dweebs buy these body pillows?
Wait, what? What's a body pillow?
You know the guys, the freaking incels who buy these body pillows? It's just the pillows with the anime character printed on it. It was usually a girl. And they cuddle with it and do all that shit.
Oh, that's what you have on your bed. That's what it's called?
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Fucking dweeb with a body pillow.
Right? Like, it doesn't matter it just matters to them how they view it.
Let me ask you this. You saw CES. You saw all the robots that they have and shit
the robot,
like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you have a robot AI girlfriend? Like, let's say she looks real. There's a movie that Megan Fox was in. She's supposed to be. She's an AI robot, right? And she was a nanny, but she's gonna be a robot. Would you get with one of those?
If like, she robot looks human is and everything. Real, she talks. Looks like a real human, and I'm picking the robot over any freaking real person, bitch.
Oh Lord, you done lost your way. That's crazy.
You wouldn't. You'd pick a real woman over a robot?
Yes! Are you insane?
Okay, if you could build, your freaking robot partner, right? Mm-hmm. The appearance and everything is going to look and feel like a real human, a female human. Mm-hmm. You'd still rather go out there, shoot your shot at all these basic bitches.
Yes.
Over getting your baddie bot?
Yes.
Really? Why?
Because I'm a fucking human being. What the hell?
You telling me.
So hold on.
If you could design the pussy to your liking, design the body to your liking, design the face to your liking, even program the personality to your liking.
You'd still
rather pick a human being.
Yes, I'd rather pick a human being. Now, hold on, I think you just solved pedophilia. Hear me out. I know it sounds written though, but it just crossed my mind. If people are choosing robots, so hold on there. We have to build a case for it. You have to be real careful, okay? You just made me realize if men are picking robots to have sex with, right? Right? If we can create realistic robot children... Would that solve these sickles from touching actual children?
I don't think we should. It's like a decoy.
Let's think about it, though.
But you gotta make sure. That's a decoy. You should have the...
Yeah.
It would be... okay. That's a good use of a robot, but I feel like this enables them.
okay, how does it enable them? They're taking care of their sick urges.
How about we create a robot that identifies them, right? And then the robot
yes. So they have sex with the kid robot, and the robot kills them. So yeah. We know who the pedophile. But you never say that in the beginning, right? We just pass it. I was like, okay, where the fucking weird ass snowflakes were maybe like them. What's the term for pedos? Like there's a soft term. Yes, but like there's a soft term that they use to describe a pedo.
PDF file?
No, it's like minor attracted person or some shit like that.
Oh, some shit like that. Okay.
So now we're solving the world's problems. No, right. Okay. You start passing laws that says, you know what? They're minor attracted people or whatever. And then you start developing AI under the guise of like, we're going to help them, right? We are creating minor AI robots to take care of their needs, to help them assimilate better in society, cool, right? But the whole time you're poisoning them, right? But nobody knows it because nobody is going to be forthcoming and say like, yeah, I fuck like a child AI robot, right?
That's too intricate.
It's easy. You solve, that's a big problem that needs solving. Nobody would know that they died.
I make it covert, not over. I'm not making any announcement how we're helping these fucking.
In the black market.
It'll just be a honeypot. Like you fill all these parts, all these children parts with these child AI robots, right? Mm. And then let them get targeted by these sickos. Mm-hmm. They get taken home, and then the robot is programmed to, okay, he touched my hoo-hoo, he pressed that button, that's a kill button. That's a kill button. Whenever you touch that AI robot hoo-hoo, that child AI robot hoo-hoo, that's the kill button. As soon as it gets touched, boom, it goes,
bow. Bro, that's bro. It. If two idiots like us can come up with such a beautiful solution, it goes to show that we have those societal problems because the rich people have their priorities all fucked up.
No, they're going to figure it out.
They already did. They just refused to implement those solutions.
No, robotics is not advanced enough where it's just convincing. Like,
we're using the robotic route right now, but you could have fixed it with just a fucking convention. Like, oh, we're having a convention for pedos and shit like that. And then they just go in there and you just off them.
No, that's not enough. You need definite proof.
It doesn't matter. Child it's a robot. It's a honeypot,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying. Just say, what if a person just accidentally gets to the convention and now he gets murked? I'm saying, you need to be caught with your hand in the cookie jar.
But that's okay. Literally. But that's the point of the convention. You don't go there if you're not a fucking pedo.
It's not enough. What if a nigga just curious to see, like, imagine this. Imagine you're just a podcaster going like, you know, I'm gonna see what these sickos are doing, and then you're trying to.
You're not gonna announce it. Clearly, it's gonna be some underground shit. Like, oh, I'm browsing the like. Okay. You go watch some. You know, like some illegal porn, right? And then they're like, oh yeah, we're having a convention or whatever. Like, oh, really? And then through all those little weirdo Facebook groups or whatever, you announce this shit like, oh yeah, yeah, I'm gonna go. You go there, you get
to
murked.
To Catch a Predator, but no, we already have the show To Catch a Predator. It does the same thing.
They don't get murked. Exactly. I'm talking about they need to get murked.
You won't be able to.
Murked.
If a robot does all the murking, once. No, I'd rather the robot do the murking. No other human have to do the murking. And you get deniability. Oh, our robot just went rogue.
Yeah, but nobody would know because those robots are kind of like not...
Neighbors, if a neighbor sees something, or whatever. All I'm saying is, I think the programmed children robot is the solution.
You're welcome. You're welcome, world.
Okay, now answer the freaking question. You'd pick a real woman over a bitch bot?
I pick a real woman.
Why? Real woman. Tell me. What are the pros?
You know what? Tell me the cons of picking a real woman. Go ahead. Since you're so anti-women.
I'm not anti-woman. You're trying to set me up. You're trying to set me up.
No. Tell me the cons of picking a real woman because you're willing to pick a robot woman. So tell me the cons of a real woman.
I asked the question first.
Mm-hmm. What's the question?
are the pros of not of picking the real woman over the freaking an AI robot that looks and feel like a real woman?
Okay. You see, as a man, I have desires, right? I desire to be nagged every day about not taking out the trash when I forget it.
Ah, there you go. Right? There you go.
I desire to be scolded about how inadequate I am in bed. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
You desire being berated for not being able to read her mind.
Correct. I desire to be yelled at for not knowing what she wants to eat because she never said it with her fucking mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the small pleasures in life that all men enjoy. But no, yeah, for real. In all seriousness, though. Being with a woman...
Which bottle did your pills come from this morning? The red bottle or the blue bottle?
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you get a little bit, you're a little red, you get a little blue, but sometimes you mix it all up and you get purple. And I'm feeling pretty purple right now. So, the truth of the matter is, right? An actual human being who's a woman will give you everything that you ever need. They'll give you sustenance, they'll give you a child. They'll give you...
What if you don't want kids?
I'm
Why if you could just build a child robot too? You could build your female companion robot and you could
Nigga,
build
your it's own a child fucking robot. What's your obsession with robots? You're one of those weirdos, huh?
No, you asked me the question first, didn't you?
About surgeries, but then we escalated to robots, but you would rather have a fucking robot over a human being. That's kind of weird.
It's not about having the robot. It's just about having exactly what you want.
Wow. You're misogynistic, bro. I didn't know you were that misogynistic.
Let's say it's not a freaking robot. If I just could clone an individual and then put the brain, the content of the brain, I could decide what goes in there. Would you rather do that or pick just a random person that was raised somewhere?
The beauty of life is the unpredictability. So wait, I remember when we were in high school, they were talking about like those designer babies where when you get pregnant, you can go in there and kind of like modify what exactly. You want the baby to look like with the blue CRISPR. Eyes and the whatever. Mm-hmm. So you would accept that future for humanity when you're like curating a human experience? That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't have any... negative repercussions, I'm all for it.
Wow. So you would have a robot wife?
Tell me what would be wrong about having a build-a-bitch wife?
Because
isn't that what we mostly do? When we look? Human. No, that's what we do when we go look for someone. Oh, they don't have these qualities. It'll take too much for us.
Yes, that's part of the process. Right? You have to go hunt. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. But now
instead of looking, you get to build.
What happens to a pride of lions when they don't have to hunt for their food anymore? Like, let's say meat just fall out of the sky. What do you think happens to them?
They take a gig from Disney to be filmed, and then a movie comes out called The Lion King. Like, they just become actors. They can become animal actors.
I did wonder how they train all those lions to do all of that.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God, it all makes sense.
Mm-hmm. These lions, they're just like, yeah.
You know what? I just realized something. You and Elon Musk are best buddies. You guys are right there with this transhuman agenda.
Haven't given me a real answer. If you could, AI. Forget robot.
Uh-huh.
Forget robot. Let's say you could just, like, breed a human and put exactly what type of personality they have. What they're gonna be into, all that shit. Pretty much build their.
I'd rather leave it up to my nutsack to decide.
Wow.
Because sperm has free will. Did you know that? we have to allow God to work the way that He intended for
you know
us
what?
To work.
I ask your women friends, mm-hmm. if they would rather build their man or look for their man.
Nigga, knowing they're not gonna they do that already. Want. Like they will meet you a certain way. By the time they're done with the relationship, you're somebody completely different. You dress different. Okay. You grow a beard so you don't get slapped too hard.
Hey.
You know what I mean? So like they already do that. Like a woman is here to build their perfect man. Once they fail, they don't see it as them failing. They see it as you being defective, and then they dump you, then go build some other niggas. So,
wow. Is that from experience?
I don't want to talk about it.
No.
This nigga's stupid.
Wait, for real, I want to end with a real answer from you. Why would you rather look for your partner rather than build your partner?
Because I believe in the sanctity of humanity and the human experience. And I don't know what sanctity means. It just sounds like the cool word to you.
Hey, you know, I'm out. All right. Thank you all for watching. We get it.
Thank you for watching. And remember, don't be an Elon. They do not do a Roman salute. And be kind to each other and only have sex with humans and not robots.
Hey, this
will get shot if you stick your dick in the fucking plug. Anyway.
This Nazi rebrand is about to be crazy.
Hey.
This is a Roman salute. The swastika is going to go back to the Indian roots.
What? That motherfucker is better to start selling merch, nigga. If he starts selling merch, he's good. Nobody's going to say shit.
That Nazi rebrand is about to be crazy. But anyway.
Don't be musky, Musk. One. Sell some merch. Deuces.